India proves to be the greatest ministry challenge of 2008. Christians expect to face persecution in 2009, and believers are recovering from the shock of a Christmas Day massacre in Congo. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. 2008 was a rough year for many believers. Global food shortages and financial disaster hit many churches hard. Persecution increased in many places, but the greatest challenge this year came from India.
Just made it really, really difficult to know how to respond in a meaningful way, not only because of the sheer magnitude of the crisis, but also government officials were actually hindering outside organizations like ours from getting in.
Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says their work will not only continue in 2009 there, but they have plans to expand.
Pray for our brothers and sisters. It is what they ask for first and foremost. Then doing advocacy work on their behalf, writing on their behalf, writing to those that are in prison, and then helping to provide Bibles and legal aid for those that are going through trial, helping to take care of the families.
Part of their focus in 2009 will be in responding to church leaders in India. Their plea?
We need to know how to respond biblically to persecution. And this is something Voices of the Martyrs focuses on, what we call a biblical theology of persecution, teaching church leaders in particular, what does the Bible teach about persecution, and then how to pass that on.
Next, persecution will likely continue to intensify in 2009, so says Carl Moeller of Open Doors.
I think this is an extremely volatile time, and I think Christians around the world are more and more subject to persecution in the name of false gods and false philosophies. So, unfortunately, as Brother Andrew likes to say, our work is increasing.
Open Doors is keeping its eye on persecution hotspots like Iran, North Korea, India, and Nigeria. If economic struggles make it harder for free countries to stand up against persecution, life could get more difficult for many Christians.
Frankly, as Western governments are less and less able to economically intervene on behalf of those persecuted minorities, that's going to expose more Christian communities to a greater amount of persecution in the years to come.
Pray that the gospel will spread despite persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Christian Concern reports members of the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army, killed 400 Christians celebrating Christmas in Congo. Their sources also report that the LRA denies responsibility for those attacks on December 25th and in the days following. Thousands along the border of Sudan sought refuge with churches. Pray for their safety and ask God to provide for their needs. And pray that believers will be able to act as the hands and feet of Christ during this crisis. Meanwhile, in Macedonia, ministry continues to grow. Although many Christians are in name only, church workers say the people of the region are spiritually hungry. However, evangelical churches are often viewed as cults. Still, Send International's team has seen encouraging progress with building the foundations of a new junior high ministry, among other long-standing work. Please pray that kids will come together well and that they'll be receptive to teaching from God's Word. And more people are needed to help evangelize at the Super Bowl.
If you've got two of us down there and we're in the middle of 100,000, you know, that's very difficult. You got 200 people in the middle of 100,000. You have lots of opportunities to talk one-on-one. That's what makes it this sort of grand opportunity.
That's Bill Adams of Sports Fan Outreach. About 150 to 200 people are already signed up for the event. The slowing economy may actually increase their opportunities to witness.
There'll be a lot of people, but there'll be a less festive environment, actually making it easier spiritually for us to communicate the gospel. And I believe that's sort of something God has set up for us. If you have a desire to evangelize, it is a perfect setup for you.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. May inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.